102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armon Carr, and today I have a very special guest in studio with me, Mr. Daryl Reed. How are you, brother?
I'm doing okay.
All right. All right, good. Well, we have a lot to talk about, man. You are doing some amazing things in the streets of Oakland. And you know what, brother? It's an honor for me to be sitting here with you because I'm learning from brothers like you, you know, especially with my organization. I think what you're doing is very important. And I want to talk about the Daryl Reed Foundation. What is your vision in regards to the Daryl Reed Foundation?
Well, the Daryl Reed Foundation is actually my nonprofit that I'm starting. Mm-hmm. And I'm mainly going to be targeting at-risk about this gun violence. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I wanted to start this nonprofit is because when I got out here, I see that guns with these youth is their favorite thing that they turn to when it's conflict. So what I've been doing since I got out is gathering younger people and older people in these little town halls and discussing with them the violence that's going on in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And trying to talk to them about solutions that we can come up with to try to curb some of the gun violence, and me also educating them about the gun laws, which leads to incarceration, which is what happened to me when I was young in Oakland.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your experience in jail, but let's talk about mass incarceration as well.
Well, a lot of people don't understand what mass incarceration is, and basically what it is that in the urban community, African Americans, Hispanics, what happens is law enforcement provides extensive resources into these communities to target the inner city more so than they would do for suburban areas. Mm-hmm. Where crime is happening in those areas. So when they provide all these resources to these areas and target, more of us get locked up and end up going to prison. And that's what basically led to mass incarceration with the drug war in the 80s. And that's how I ended up getting caught up at that time when it was a drug war. Mm-hmm. Which led to me being given 35 years. Wow. For a nonviolent drug offense. And it was my first time, and I ended up doing 28 years until President Obama granted me clemency in October the 13th of 2016 is when I was released.
Wow. Wow, amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Once again, this is Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armand, and I have sitting with me Daryl Reed, the founder of Daryl Reed Foundation. And Daryl, I got to ask you another question in regards to your experience being incarcerated. I mean, when you got out, how did that feel, man? I mean, 28 years, man.
It was surreal.
Yeah.
I remember when I stepped into the airport, and I seen how fast people was moving on these phones and texting with their heads down. It sort of spooked me in a sense. Like, it was like I was in another world. I seen all these people texting with their heads down.
Wow.
And I remember asking my girlfriend, like, this is a whole new world for me, you know? Mm. And but I know that I'm a strong-willed individual, so I knew that with the support that I had and the family and friends, that eventually I would be able to adapt to this new world out here. And it took me about 6 months to start grasping the fact that I was finally a free man now, you know? Mm. And so I made promises when I was in that what I would try to do is, when I get out, I would try to use some of my influence to talk to some of these people who look up to me, to tell them that looking up to guys like myself in the hood is not who you want to look up to, because that's what happened to me, and that the guys you look up to is the ones who go to college, They get up in the morning, go to work to help take care of their families. And I never had nobody really explain to me in that way. I had the guys that wanted me to look up to them because those were the drug dealers and the pimps and the players. So I said, if I can try to give these youngsters some advice and tell them why they don't want to take the path that I took, then maybe I can save a few lives.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, brother, I look up to you for the simple fact what you're doing is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it is worth a young person coming up looking up to you. It is well worth it because they can look at CEOs, they can look at, you know, dentists, lawyers, or whatever have you, but they're not making the impact you're making in the streets.
You know, because I can never redo the damage I did when I was young, you know. And I don't make excuses for my actions and choices I made because nobody made me sell drugs. You know, that was a choice I made. Choice I got friends. They could have sold drugs, too. They chose not to sell drugs, though, you know. So I always tell people that I don't want them to think that all of a sudden I'm an angel or no nothing like that. All I'm trying to do is encourage some of these younger people who get caught up in the materialistic things, the cars, the jewelry, so that they can know there's other options for them.
Right.
And that if they take the path I took, it's a possibility of them having to go to prison and doing almost 30 years of their life in prison. And there's no money in the world worth going to prison for 10, 15, or 20 years, though. So I always stress this to these young people because people ask me, was it worth it? I tell them,
no.
Never.
Absolutely. Yeah. So listen up, Bay Area. I am your host, Armand, and I have sitting with me Darryl Reed, the founder of the Darryl Reed Foundation. And Darryl, you had mentioned that when you came out of jail and you were in the airport, that you were looking at everyone and they had their heads into their phones. You know why, right? Social media. Right. How has social media impacted the foundation and what you're doing?
Social media helped me a great deal, though, because what it allowed for me to do is to have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love Facebook and Instagram, because it gave me a platform to introduce myself to people that I would have never came into contact with,
right?
Who never heard of my story. And I've met a lot of people around the country through my social media pages, you know. It gives me a platform for people to hear my voice, you know.
I got to tell you, man, that's how I found out about you, was through social media, because you threw one of the biggest parties I've ever seen in the country. Everybody was there. I had to work. And that's how I found out. Social media has helped me tremendously as well. But you're using it in such a way that when I looked up the foundation on social media, I'm like, this is such a positive page.
Mm-hmm.
The page bleeds positivity. And it's good for these youngsters to see that the page is being used for not to show your shirt or not to show. It's showing to help someone.
Right.
You know, and to give information that's necessary.
Yeah. And also what I do, like my trucking company that I started in, which is called Quick Haul, is a hauling trucking company. And the reason why I put up a post to let these younger guys see me working with some of my workers is to let them know that even myself is willing to work and do what I need to do to try to rebuild my life, you know?
Right, right.
And that's also why I went ahead and started my own publishing company, which is Darryl Reed Publishing. It's because I wanted to be in control of my autobiography, Weight, that I written when I was in prison.
That's what I was going to talk to you about, right.
And that I can receive the revenue from my own book rather than having some big publishing company give me pennies off the copies of my book.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then I'm trying to inspire others that they can start their own business too, though, you know?
Okay. That's amazing, man. That's amazing. And the book, amazing book. I had an opportunity to definitely take a look at it. You have some folks that were involved in the book as well.
Yes.
I saw that you had Mr. MC Hammer.
Yes.
You know,
which is MC Hammer is like my brother from another mother. He has done a lot for the community. throughout his whole life. He continued to do a lot for the community. He supported me my whole 28 years when I was in prison, flying around the country to come visit me, mentored my son, showed up when my son graduated from high school, college, and MC Hammer is a great man.
Awesome. That's amazing, man. So you got all these projects. You have the publishing company. You have your foundation. You have your trucking company. What other projects do you have coming up?
I'm trying to finish up my documentary. I started shooting a documentary while I was in prison. I was sort of directing the vision from prison in the visiting room and on the phones as I did all these years to have an impact on family and friends' lives. And so it's called Holding Weight. And I'm in the process of finishing it up. But the documentary is only to prepare me for a TV series or a theatrical movie on my life story. And I've been talking to different studios about my story, but I'm trying to find the right situation because I'm not going to sign over the rights to my story and take a couple dollars.
Right.
And then they tell me, send me on my way, you know.
Right. Once again, this is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and I have in the studio with me the founder of the Daryl Reed Foundation, Mr. Daryl Reed himself. And what do you want to be remembered for when it's all said and done, brother?
I want people to know that no matter what poor choices you make or bad decisions you make, that there's a thing called redemption. And that whatever sins you committed or continue to commit, if your heart is to redeem yourself, your story can end that those sins you committed prior, that you redeemed yourself, you know, and that everybody deserve an opportunity to make the appropriate changes to do good, you know.
Right,
so that's what I want to be remembered for. I, you know, when they talk about me later, I want them to talk about the start, the middle, and then the end. You know, in the end, I want it to be something positive where I had an impact on some of these younger people's lives and helped them make better choices than I made when I was young.
Right. All right. That's excellent, man. And how can our listeners help?
Well, they can help by, you know, trying to support me with my efforts, because I can't do all this by myself. I tell people that even when I have these speaking engagements with these younger people and stuff, I try to encourage other people to not sit around and wait for me to start the movement, that they need to get involved, do their part, and then it makes it easier on everybody who's trying to help bring about change in the community, you know? So, and you know, people think it's easy with what I've been trying to do since I've been out here after being gone so long, because they see this strong dude that did all his time and he kept his sanity.
Right.
You know, he came out here with his feet on the ground, but it's not easy. I'm human like everybody else, though, so I have to remind people sometime a little support makes it easier for me to use my influence to help bring about some good in the community, though. So I just ask people to support my events. They're not for free. I'm paying for this stuff myself, you know, as well as I've paid for Christmas parties for little kids up at Youth Uprising when I came home out of my pocket.
Wow.
Then nobody helped me. I just wanted to give back and put some smiles on some little kids' faces. So I just ask that some of the people who are out here supporting certain organizations and certain movements, that if anybody deserve the right assistance, I believe it's myself because of my journey. I believe I earned it.
Yep, absolutely, brother.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're going to get the support from KBLX for sure.
I appreciate it.
All tied up for sure.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about that, brother. That's why you're here. Let me put on my best.
That's right, and I appreciate KBLX.
That's right.
Giving me this type of platform, giving me this opportunity.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear your story.
Y'all can definitely follow me on Official Daryl Reed on Instagram and Daryl Reed on Facebook. and you can follow me and kind of see what I'm doing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate all the support that I've been getting from the community.
This is Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armand, and I want to thank you, Daryl, for joining me this morning, brother.
I appreciate you for taking the time to do this interview with
me. Anytime, man. Well, I want to thank my producer, Carlos. He's a fantastic producer who's going to have this up on the KBLX website, so please go to KBLX.com. I definitely want to thank you all for listening, and please do me a favor. Pass on your passion.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.